Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitan, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. This one today, I want to share with you. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. And here it is. There is a solution to all of your problems and situations. There is a solution to all of your problems and situations. If you are feeling are you feeling desperate about something and anxious about it? Are you feeling uncertain about anything? Are you at a loss for words? Is your direction unclear? How about that? If you can't find your purpose, that's a good one. That stops a lot of people. If you don't know what your next move is, that's a good one. I don't care what it is. If the relationship you're in is all wrong and you don't know how to get out of it, it doesn't matter. There's a solution to all your problems and situations. And that solution, without trying to sound like I've been knowing this my whole life, because I haven't. That solution to all your problems, that way to make all your dreams come true, the way around a lot of this and the weakness that you feel at times is prayer. Prayer, a connection with your Creator. Could that be the thing that's missing in your life? I'm just asking, because whenever I get a little bit off track, all I got to do is think just a moment. Steve, have you been praying, man? Have you been connecting with your Creator? I know you're busy, man. I know you're busy. And I know at the end of the day, you're done. And sometimes crawling into bed is all you can manage to do. I've said this. It happened to me last night. Again, I did all of this. But when I look and when I see things not moving, or I don't feel like things are going in the right direction, or I have a sense of being stagnant, all I got to do is retrace it. Because I'm working. There's no doubt about that I'm working. But am I staying connected? Am I using that weapon that's available to all of us? Am I praying? And the answer is usually no. And so I know, okay, man, I'm getting off track here. Because, see, let me tell you something, man. The reason I constantly talk to God is because life constantly changes. People who said they was going to do something for you one day have changed their mind the next. Somebody you thought was going to show up that day, called in late, had an accident, and couldn't make it. That changes the parameters of everything. The meeting you had set up that had to be canceled because somebody was ill, that changes the parameters, the time frame of everything, because it's all connected. So if I don't stay in constant prayer and stay connected to the Creator, when these things happen, I've not put in my bid. I've not talked to Him about how to handle it, or I'm just not aware of it and what to do next. And the next thing you know, it becomes a little stagnant. That has happened to me. I got to get back. Because prayer is the solution to all of my problems and situations. I have found that to be the case. Now, the only reason I'm telling it to you is because I know if you anything like me / human being, then there are times that you feel anxious. There's moments of desperation. You have moments of uncertainty. There are times when you feel like you've lost your way, or your direction is unclear, or your purpose is a little blurred. You're not sure anymore, or you don't know what your next move is, or the relationship you in, or the relationships you dabbling in, they're just all wrong for you. Man, there is a solution to all your problems and situations, and it's prayer. If you're suffering from any of the things I just listed or any other thing you could think of, just check your prayer. What has your prayer been lately about it? And this is for everybody. I often find when I get that disconnection, man, my prayer done slipped off. I start feeling a little bit less, so I got to jump back on it. I'm just offering you a solution to it, man. And I'm giving you a solution that works 1,000% for sure. See, I ain't guessing at this one. I'm telling you what has happened in my life, how I did it, and it'll do for you. God is filled with mercy and grace. He knows we all messed up. He knows all of us have done some jacked up things that don't nobody know about. He know all about our past, man. He know all of that. But He is so full of grace and mercy, so full of 55th chances. But you know the thing about your life, though, and the thing I had to come to terms with, and the reason I don't let my past bury me, the reason I don't let my past define me, is because my past, I found out, were just the ingredients needed for me to make this cake I'm eating now. My past is just my ingredients. See, you don't get rid of your past. They ain't going nowhere. They are the ingredients. But when you put them with something else, they look better. They taste better. It is better. All of our past are just the ingredients that have become the cake we eating now. Now, if you don't like the way your cake tastes, then you got to start putting some other ingredients in there. Just because you started off and your cake was messed up don't mean you can't straighten out the flavor of your cake. You got to put some different ingredients in there. So let's say your cake is trifling tasting. It's bitter. Your cake is bitter. Well, you got to dilute the bitterness. You got to put some more goodness in there. So you got to put some goodness ingredients to take away the taste of the bitterness. So you got to put some different ingredients in there. You got to start living your life a little more kindly, a little more thoughtful, a little more sharing, a little more caring. And then after a while, man, those new ingredients combined with that bitter, it starts overshadowing the bitter taste, because the bitter taste is further behind you now. See, something that happened to you 12, 15, 30, 25, 16 years ago ain't got to be the flavor that's in your mouth now, unless you let it be. It's the ingredients, man. If you sick of the way your cake tastes, then change your ingredients. Put something else in your cake mix. so you can get a better taste. If you don't like the way your life tastes, pray. Prayer changes things. I'm telling you, I've been hearing my mama say it for years. Boy, prayer changes things. Do you hear me? Prayer changes things. My mama used to say it to me all the time. I say it to my TV audiences when they come see me on the talk show. Before I walk off stage, I tell them these words my mother said. I said, my mother used to always tell me this, and it's bailed me out, and it might do the same thing for you. I say, whenever I get in trouble, I hear her words. She says, son, don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray, and don't be too proud to pray, because prayer changes things. And you better believe something, it 100% sure do.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. I am J. Anthony Brown. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And this show right here is dedicated to the boys and girls, the men and the women who fix your damn car. That's right, baby. Yeah. The people who keep you rolling.
Shade Tree.
What? Shade Tree.
Mechanic.
Back of the house.
Yeah, radiator man.
You know what I mean? Because you don't know what you're doing.
fix a flat.
You know, you go in there and go, hey, go, blah, blah, blah. And he can fix that.
Yeah.
Where'd it go? It go, brah, brah, brah.
I got it.
I know what that is. Yeah. All right, holding it down right here today is Shirley Strawberry. What's going on, Shirley?
Try it now. Good morning, everybody. Morning, Jay.
Also holding out is Connor Pharrell, baby.
What's that sound? You hear that? right there. That's that rattling sound
in it.
Yeah. Good morning, Jay. I love it. What's up, crew?
What is going on, Junior?
Hey, let me touch that manifold. I got it. I'll get to that manifold. It's going to be running like brand new. What, everybody?
And last but not least, fool number one in the king of pranks.
You know what it is? It's that Cadillac Converter. That's what it is.
That's
what I want you to do. Leave it with me today.
No.
And leave me $40. And I'm going to tell you, come back next Wednesday, I'm going to have it ready. But listen, I'm going to have to drive it to pick up my niece to make sure it's working properly.
You on the bus and you see your car go down the street.
This is the one I like.
This is the one I like, man. We got a man on it right now. You go over there. They sitting on your car eating lunch. We got a man on it right now.
I used to date this mechanic, Jay, when I was really, really young. He used to fix mostly exotic cars.
Yeah.
One day, he came to pick me up in a Rolls.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell me anything.
Okay.
But Jay, it looked good in the front, though, but in the back, it was so jacked up. It was pushed. The trunk was into the back seat. It was horrible.
A raggedy Rolls?
Nothing like a raggedy Rolls.
But he was the man to fix it. But why you pick me up in that, though?
He was trying to impress you.
Yeah. In the front, I was impressed.
Shout out to them, man. They do the damn thing,
cuz. Shade Tree became always available.
Always available.
They ain't never.
And always got a raggedy car.
No. Yeah. Uh-huh. Always available.
They always got to raise the trunk to start their own. The hood, I mean. They always got to raise the hood. Let me. Boy, I got to fix this thing. I don't know what this thing
is. It sounds like it's going to cost you $1,000. You ain't even heard it yet.
You heard that.
It sounds like
that. Sounds like your problem is $1,000.
Minimum.
Turn the key.
Step on the gas.
Leave the key with me.
I love that.
Hey, you can do that or go to the dealership.
Yeah
that's
dealership
it.
Dealership
going to cost.
They got to order the part. They going to cost.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Yeah. It's never just a screw, huh? It's something major all the time.
We ain't got that part. But I can take that part off that truck and put it on your car.
It ain't the same make or model.
All right, listen. Coming up inside something funny, places you can eat for free. We're going to find out what those are right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in about an hour, people. Steve Harvey, by the way, is on a much-needed vacation. I hope you're having fun, Steve. Well, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
I can't believe.
Child.
You could win a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah, so if you want to play, go to SteveHarveyFM.com right now to register,
whatever.
All right? We're looking
you
for
ready,
you.
Tommy?
What? I've been Googling ready? All night.
You put the thinking cap on?
I put my thinking cap on. My thinking okay. everything
Hey, Shirley, what's the name of the game? What's the other name for the game?
Who isn't?
Okay, okay.
Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Okay. Who isn't?
Who isn't?
We gon' see. We gon' see.
Talking all right. trash.
All right.
Yeah, Nephew. So in about an hour or so, a little less than an hour, we'll play the game, all right?
Cool.
Get ready, get ready. Again,
get
go
ready,
to Steve
get ready,
Harvey.
Get ready.
Yeah, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register to play, okay? Right now, Jay is here with places you can eat for free. What's going on, Jay?
These are some places.
Where?
During the summertime, you can eat for free, but before the can I do my plug right here? I'm going to be in Charlotte on the 20th. McGlohorn Theater, baby, on the 20th. And then after that, Florence, South Carolina, baby, at the Icon Club Icon, baby. Here it is again. Now,
Florence.
You been to Florence before?
Yeah, I ain't been to
I ain't heard of Icon, though.
Yeah, it's a club.
Okay.
All right.
It's a comedy club?
It's a club.
No, it's just a club.
They just going they stop.
They changing
they
it
move
over.
Stuff back.
Yeah. They gonna open up a space.
All right, here we go. These are places you can eat for free. If you do it right, Shirley, you ain't got to pay no money.
Really?
You can I know
eat
some of
for
them.
Free.
Okay,
come I'm talking about,
Jay?
Here it is. You can go into Whole Foods.
Yeah.
You can
go
eat
there
grapes, cherries, strawberries. Now, this is not stealing.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
Stealing is when you put them in the bag and walk out.
What is this called?
This is sampling.
Ah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
As long
okay.
as you stand in one place and eat one at a time, you're sampling.
Okay.
Stealing is when you take a handful. That's theft.
Okay.
That you could go to jail for that. But if you stand there and go, well, that one's nice. Let me try another one.
Let me tell you where you can get some free food.
Oh, we got clarity.
Yes.
On
yeah. Yeah. You got some more places.
You know where you can get some free food?
Uh-huh.
Go to the mall
uh-huh.
in the food court.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I promise you somebody stand out there with a platter with chicken on it with toothpicks in it.
Man.
You just keep
passing
around. Back and forth.
Keep going back around.
Just keep circling.
Yeah, that's the Korean barbecue place.
That's it.
Yeah, you get them right there.
You get two-piece chicken and you circle around.
But then there's that one dangle. You've been around enough four or five times.
That's nuts.
I'm sick of your ass right now.
Jay.
You need to pay for something. You've been here four or five times. Get out more. Get out more.
Yeah. It's three places. One of my favorite places.
Hate him.
When I go back to Houston, one of my favorite places, it's a meat market called Pie Burn, right?
Uh-huh.
I go to Pie Burn. Anytime you want hog head cheese, just want hog head cheese.
Uh-huh.
Go back there and get it. That cut your slice all day long. Y'all got any hog head cheese back there? Okay. You keep it.
Giving that away.
Now you fool, you're going to want some dessert, right?
You don't want dessert.
You ain't got no money.
Yeah. Right.
You want to go to Baskin Robbins. They got 37 flavors, 38 flavors, 31 flavors.
31 flavors.
You sample 31. Each one of them. Like, let me try that one. That's good. Let me try that one right there.
You all 31?
Yeah. Every last one of them.
By the time you leave, you've eaten a gallon of ice cream.
Let me try that one.
Okay, Jay. Now, this is a little risky.
I like it.
This is a little risky right now.
But
now,
what is this now?
This is for places you can eat free.
Absolutely.
Okay. If you just starve.
Yeah.
You understand? Now, if you really hungry, let me tell you something. If you go to the zoo.
Right.
Early.
Okay.
They feed the lion steak right around 10 o'clock.
Get one.
Now, I'm telling you now, you're going to have a good steak, but it's a risk. It's a risk.
You just need the steak.
Yeah.
But I'm
you need the steak.
It's a raw steak over there.
Yeah.
If you can
get
it when he sleeps.
If you can get it before he get up.
But you might die.
Yeah.
Take that. If you like living dangerously.
Yeah.
And the steak eats center cut.
Yeah, that is.
It's good cut.
Good cut.
Nice cut. What you got to do?
I'll tell you one place I like to do in the summertime to eat for free. I have gone and visited at least 8 family reunions.
Yeah,
I'm everybody's cousin.
They ain't your family.
No, they ain't my family. I don't know these people.
And you famous. They happy to see you anyway.
No, they didn't even know. You know where I got that from? Poetic Justice. Yeah.
Janet.
That's me. Your cousin Lucky.
All right. I got another one. I don't even know how they make money doing this, but they do it. They've been doing it for years. If you go to Red Lobster, before you sit down, they bring out the best biscuits in the world.
Oh, those cheese biscuits. Yes, oh, yeah. Yes. Man.
You can eat about 9 baskets of those.
And be out.
And you out.
That ain't nothing but the truth right there, Jay. Nothing but the truth, yeah.
Be right on out.
Those biscuits now
listen,
are good.
Now listen, Jay. Now this ain't right. All right? It ain't right. Right, yeah. But. You got grandbaby.
Yes.
Okay. If you're just really hungry, take one of their lunch cards.
Yes, yes.
Go down to the school on Friday.
Yeah, you can do it.
That's the best breakfast in the world on Friday at the high school. I'm just
you're
telling
wrong
you.
For that one. You're wrong
no,
for that.
He's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
And when they ask you how old you are, you say, I'm 7.
But you know what, Tommy? You got a point. They had French toast.
They got the best breakfast at the high school. At the school period.
In the schools. In the schools.
I'm gonna tell you one of the best places I eat for free.
What's up?
And Jay probably know about this, but I know where I eat for free. Really well. Really well. The hospital. I get my ass sick. I go in that hospital. I go have a cry. I'm telling you right now.
Jello.
I'm talking about peanut butter jelly salad. Jello. Chicken fried steak. Anytime I order, I can't wait till I get my menu. When they get my menu, I seals it out right there.
All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up is Run That Prank Back with the Nephew. We'll be back in 44 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news, a lot of stuff to get to. NFL is investigating Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy. That's a huge story and a crazy one, too.
It is.
Yeah. George Clooney, this is really sad news. He's recovering from a bad motor scooter accident. And Hollywood celebrities are protesting the current immigration policy and demanding the unification of children to their parents. Okay, all that's coming up in entertainment news. But right now, the nephew is here with Run That Prank Back. What you got, King of Pranks?
You know what I got. Condom cleaners.
Oh,
you play too much.
Condom cleaners.
This one breaks my heart.
No, it don't break mine. It don't break mine. I felt sorry for what I was doing, but I had to keep doing it. Don't let nothing get in the way of the prank. Run that for me.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Tamika. Tamika.
This is she.
How you doing? I'm Brad from Quality Cleaners. I'm the manager over here.
Uh-huh.
Listen, did you bring some clothes in this morning?
No, I didn't bring anything in to you this morning.
Okay. Well, listen, we got an order that was dropped off this morning here. It's a couple suits, some business shirts, and a few other things. But there's actually been some articles actually left in the clothing. So we
husband probably brought that down.
Okay.
He dropped it off this morning?
It was dropped off like around 7 this morning. But we got, it's like about $100 cash in the pocket. There's a couple business cards. There's a cuff link here. I looked all over. There's only one cuff link, and then there's two condoms in here. So I wanted to see if you guys wanted me to put this in a plastic bag or something and have it for you.
Can you repeat what was left in there again?
Well, like I said, we got it's like right at 100, maybe $105 of cash. There's a business card from an insurance company. There's another business card for what is this? This is
What else was left?
Right. I'm trying to tell you about all the business cards.
I'm not interested in the business card because you said something else.
Okay, no, there's a cuff link that we can't find the other cuff link. If it's here, we look all over the bag to see if we can find it, but we don't see that either.
What else is in his pocket?
Like I said, you got $100 in here. There's some.
No, you had said something to me.
There's business cards. There's an insurance card.
You said something else.
A cufflink, ma'am. There's a cufflink in here that we can.
Said something else.
Okay. What well, the last? The, we there's two condoms in here. Hello.
What the f- did you say?
That, like I said, there's $100 in here. There's some business.
Did you say there was some condoms in there?
There's two. There's two extra large condoms in here. Hello.
So, I'm here. I'm just trying to digest all the stuff that you had just said that was in my husband's pocket. Now, are you sure that this is my husband, Chris? Chris?
Well, it has. I mean, maybe you know the items, ma'am. There's a gray suit. There's also a solid blue suit.
That sounds familiar, but I'm not understanding what you're trying to tell me. That was some condoms.
The phone number that I called, the number that's attached to this actual order. So, I mean, this is the number we have on file. Is this his number or your home number or was your sale? What number is this?
This is our house number.
Okay.
I just don't believe, what you're telling me because we just celebrated our anniversary last week and this is.
What's wrong, man?
What's wrong? Well, first of all, we married and we never used condoms. And then you up there calling me talking about he got condoms left in his suit coat pocket.
Okay.
I know he ain't cheating on me.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, they could have been there.
Why he would have condoms in his pocket? That just don't make any damn sense. If we marry and we don't use condoms, then why the would he have condoms in his pocket?
I don't know, man. You'd have to talk to Chris about that one. I guess my main reason is that you want me to.
Wait a minute. I wanted to know, did you clean anything yet? Did you clean the suit?
No, we haven't cleaned it. I just started stuff. And I don't want you
to clean a thing. And all those articles that you said, I want you to put it. I want you to put everything, including them damn condoms, I want you to put it in the bag. I want you to put it in the bag. Don't clean nothing, because I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to pick everything up.
Okay, I mean, I'll be here all day. Like I said, my name is Brad, and I'll be here if you want me to put them to the side. I won't clean them. I'll just put them to the side, and I'll leave them in the same laundry bag he had when he dropped them off.
I'm going to Chris up. I don't believe this. I done gave this all the good years of my life, and he going to turn around and cheat on me? You make sure you don't clean a thing, because I'm going to CSI all that. My damn self. You put all that in the bag, I'm going to call my job and let them know I'm not coming in today.
Slow down. I don't want you to get too hysterical. I mean, you're getting a little irate. Are you okay?
I'm going to be all right. I am going to be all right. When I get up there, Chris is going to get up. That's all I got to say. You make sure you have all that stuff not clean. I don't want you to clean it. I want you to put all that other that you said that you found in his pocket, you put all that in the bag. Because Chris is, I don't know who he think he's with.
Okay, Miss Tamika, would you like for me to call Chris?
Look, Bobby, I don't want you to call Chris.
No, man, wait a minute. My name's Brad. I'm Brad.
I don't give a damn what your name is, sir. I really don't. Okay? Because Chris is going to get up. You just put everything in the bag, sir, like I had asked you to. I am on my way down there, and Chris, no, this ain't going down this way. We just renewed our vows. And matter of fact, dumb condoms come in threes, and you up there talking about there's two left? What the I'm not understanding. I know how to do my math, okay? Chris is going to get when he get home tonight.
Here's something else in the pocket, too. There's a note in here.
A note? What does it say?
Okay, man, I this has gotten way out of hand. I don't want
to.
Then
you need to quit telling me every that's in his pocket. Would you read that to me? Matter of fact, I want that in the bag, too.
Okay.
The more evidence I have, the better off it's going to be for me. Because I'm going to kiss up. What did the note say?
The note says, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Chris, got me to prank phone call you.
What the f- Oh, my God. Chris was going to die tonight. We was going to have a barbecue in his honor. Do you hear me, Tommy? Do you hear me? Oh, my God. Chris, I don't believe this is to me. Already out. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Tommy.
Hey, baby, let me ask you this. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Huh? Keep it stupid, keep it stupid. I'm going to be stupid this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to be stupid. At the Comedy Club of Jacksonville in Jacksonville, Florida. Duval. That's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The nephew coming stupid is coming to town. So be ye ready. ATL, you laying in the cut. You are laying in the cut, Atlanta, GA. Do you hear me?
Save me some, Tommy.
Brand new comedy club. They done moved it.
Yeah,
they
done fix it up.
They done fix it all the way up.
All the seats matching
everything. Brand spanking new.
Man.
Everything is
good. Lights work.
Okay. That's at Atlanta Uptown Comedy Lounge. You do not want to miss it. Shirley?
Entertainment news coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Tommy, here's a question for you. Are you ready? That's what I have to ask you.
Here's an answer for you. Uh-huh. I stay ready.
No. All right. We'll see. Coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour.
Oh, no.
We're going to play Are You Smarter?
I'm fighting so hard.
You, Tommy.
I'm laughing on the inside, Team Tommy.
Not stop laughing, Shirley.
I know.
You say that.
I'm going to get y'all today.
Funny, right?
I'm going to get y'all today.
Not trying to laugh.
We'll see. A lucky winner. You could win a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. That's right. But listen. You cannot play, unless you register at SteveHarveyFM.com, okay? So go right now to SteveHarveyFM.com. We want you to win all of Steve's money, okay? Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Coming up in about 20 minutes. All right, it's time for entertainment news now. This story is crazy right here. There's some pretty insane allegations against Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy. Georgia police and the NFL are investigating a home invasion that happened Tuesday at a house outside, a house owned, I should say, by LeSean McCoy, in which his estranged girlfriend was allegedly beaten and robbed of jewelry. Now, LeSean McCoy released a statement denying all accusations of domestic abuse. So this is an ongoing investigation.
This
we will keep
story.
You posted. This is crazy right here.
What?
Yeah. It's so much to it they're talking about. It's just so much on Instagram about this story. So the investigation, we got to get more information about that.
Yeah, we definitely do. But they were estranged, but the girlfriend was apparently still in his home or something, and he wanted her out.
To get her
he wanted her out?
Yeah, more to it.
Oh, we got to get the whole story.
Yeah, definitely. But we'll keep you posted as the details come in. In other news, prayers are going up for actor George Clooney. He's recovering after he was involved in a motor scooter accident in Italy. He crashed head-on after a car ran a stop sign, I think it was, crashed head-on into the windshield. Thank God for that he had on a helmet, because this could have ended really badly. I mean, I think he has some pelvic injuries. George Clooney, how old is George?
What, 60?
I can't remember right now.
Good
he looks
looking.
Good. That's all I know. He's fine.
Isn't there a cutoff age for moped? I mean, I'm just asking.
I don't know.
But he was in Italy, so, you know.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, but they drive on the other side of the street, so that could have been that, too, man.
Just don't mess up the next ocean, 14, 15, whatever that is.
Just stay fine. Don't mess up that face. What are you talking about?
He's good looking. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, he really is, and our prayers are going up.
I hope he's good.
I hope he really is good.
Well, the injuries could have been more serious, so he's recovering.
Maybe didn't have the helmet.
So that's good news.
Yeah, that is great news. It really, really is. So, all right, let's see. Other news, other entertainment news. This is, you know, an ongoing story, and now Hollywood is definitely getting involved. Go to Steve Harvey FM on Instagram, okay, guys? Steve Harvey FM on Instagram to check out the video message from Hollywood actors like Chadwick Boseman, like Ryan Gosling, like Amy Schumer, the comedian, and Method Man. They are all protesting the current immigration policy scandal to demand the reunification of children with their parents, all right?
Wow, that's a powerful message. Wow.
Yeah, it really is. So Steve Harvey FM on Instagram will tell you all about that. I think George Clooney, to answer your earlier question, George, is about 57 years old, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll get an update on today's national news. Jay, please introduce Miss Ann with her headlines.
All right, everybody, Miss Ann Tripp with the news right here.
Thank you, everybody. And just to put a point on that, George Clooney has been released. He was treated and released from the hospital. This is Antrip with the news. In northern Thailand, all 12 boys and their soccer coach have now been rescued from that flooded underground cave. The whole group hospitalized just in case. Two of the boys might have contracted pneumonia. And the coach will no doubt face some questioning about how and why he and the kids got down there in the first place, especially since someone died. One of the Navy SEALs sent down to help drown. In line with tradition, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has begun to make the rounds on Capitol Hill, meeting first yesterday with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the one who will have to shepherd his nomination through the Senate for confirmation. Republicans pushing for a final confirmation vote before the November election, just in case they lose seats to the Democrats. Meanwhile, lawmakers are split along ideological lines over Kavanaugh's nomination, as you would expect. Conservatives feel he's a great choice, while liberals like California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein think Brett Kavanaugh is just about the worst.
His record on the bench in the Bush White House and as a Republican political operative indicates that if confirmed, he would be among the most conservative justices in Supreme Court history.
Now, progressives are afraid that Kavanaugh will shift the high court so far to the right that key landmark rulings like abortion, affirmative action, all that could be negated. Meanwhile, with President Trump under investigation for possible criminal behavior as it pertains to alleged collusion with the Russians, Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey says Trump actually made the most obvious and advantageous choice, thinking more about himself than the country.
He literally selected the one person who has a pretty good written record of saying, hey, if you're a president under investigation, I don't think you should be allowed to be on a criminal investigation.
Back in 2009, you see, Judge Kavanaugh wrote an article for the Minnesota Law Review stating that the Congress should consider passing a law that would exempt a president from criminal prosecution while in office, saying it was too diverting, arguing that the impeachment process would be the appropriate action when the legality of a president's actions came into question. By the way, Brett Kavanaugh worked with Ken Starr on the Whitewater probe, which led to Bill Clinton's impeachment. President Trump arrived in Brussels yesterday, the first stop of his seven-day four-nation European tour. Trump to address the annual NATO summit later today. Actually, it gets underway our time right now, actually. It's getting underway over there. He's also scheduled to hold talks in the U.K., where he's expected to be met by hundreds of protesters before meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Finland. London Breed sworn in today as San Francisco's first black female mayor. And today is National Cow Appreciation Day. Woo! Can you say milk? Anyway, we'll be back with more entertainment. And coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? We'll see on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Exactly. All right, Tommy, let's meet our contestant.
Do you think you smarter than me? Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Tamala.
Tamala, how you doing, baby?
She sounds smart.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. What you do for a living?
I'm a certified nurse's assistant.
Oh, yeah. She's smart.
She know a lot of big words.
Over right here. Smart.
Don't ask her no medical questions.
I'm going to go
what, certified?
Certified nurse. Yeah.
So, Tamala, you think you really, really, really smarter than the nephew. You think so?
I got this.
All right. And the trash talking.
Already. I bet she played some dominoes. Yeah, All right. We're going to see about this. All right. So, this is what's going to happen. Shirley going to ask us both some trivial questions, all right?
Okay.
Whoever answers the most questions Whoever answers the most questions correctly in 60 seconds will win. It's just that simple. You show you ready.
Hey, I want a break, Steve Harvey.
I know that's right, girl. Okay.
Wow. I'm sure you will.
We all
will.
All
right, Tommy, get out. Please step out of the studio so you cannot hear the question.
I've been kicked out of better place. Whatever, I'm out.
Beat it. Kick rocks. All right, Tamala, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kat, please give me 60 seconds on the clock. Tamala, Gina, yes. Pam, Tommy, and Cole were characters on what popular 90s sitcom?
Ooh, Living and Single.
What U.S. state is known as the Volunteer State?
Ooh, Colorado.
Tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams are sisters. Who is the younger sister?
Serena.
What is a baby goat called?
Kid.
What city was Jesus born in?
Bethlehem.
How many U.S. presidents have there been?
46.
What bird is often associated with delivering babies?
Stork.
Gumbo is a stew that originated in which state?
Louisiana.
All right, time's up, Tamala. Tamala?
Yeah.
All right, girl. Hang on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty impressive, Tamala. Yeah. All right, let's get Tommy back in the studio. Tommy?
Let me get
my hair set up. You set up, fool. How Tamala do?
Woo. Well, Tamala's really smart, okay? So
y'all asked a bunch of medical questions.
No.
Y'all asked all that hospital stuff, didn't you? That's what y'all did.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
All right, Tommy.
Come on.
Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Will it be the nephew this time? Will it be Tamala? We don't know, but we will find out when we come back to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Who isn't, right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of the hottest new game show to sweep the country. It's called Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? That's it, okay? We have Tamala, our contestant, on the line, who's very smart, I might add. Mm-hmm. And we have Nephew Tommy, okay? All right, Tommy.
Come on.
Get your mind right. You ready?
Hold on.
What are you doing?
This is my Google exercise. Ooh, Google.
Wasting our time.
Google.
All right, Kat. Okay, while he does that, let give me 60 seconds on the clock, okay? All right. Gina, Pam, Tommy, and Cole were characters on what popular 90s sitcom?
Marty!
What U.S. state is known as the Volunteer State?
I pass.
Tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams are sisters. Who is the younger sister?
Serena.
What is a baby goat called?
A damn goat, hell. Yeah. A baby goat, hell. You the baby goat. Keep going.
What city was Jesus born in?
Bethlehem.
How many U.S. presidents have there been?
45.
What bird is often associated with delivering babies?
Stork.
Gumbo is a stew that originated in which state?
Louisiana.
What NBA star is known as CP3?
Chris Paul. I'm from Houston.
What two colors combine?
Well, now, what the two colors? Oh, give
me
the damn two colors.
I apologize for that.
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
Tatiana.
How do I do?
Well, that was good. You
did real good.
Yeah, we're calculating. Yeah, it's
baby
yeah.
goat, though.
Baby goat or baby goat?
Yeah. If you, all right,
when you have, when you have a baby boy, ain't that the baby boy? Damn.
All right. If you missed the questions, please let me repeat them, and I'll also give you the answers. All right, here we go. So our contestant, Tamala. Answered 5 questions right. Very good.
All right, and, Tamala. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And to all of our surprise, Tommy, you answered 7 questions correctly.
Oh! It's that few. That nephew up in here.
Huh? Wow.
And if I would have knew about that baby-ass goat, it would have... It would have been different. What is it? Go ahead.
All right,
here
are the questions and the answers. Gina, Pam, Tommy, and Cole were characters on what popular 90s sitcom? Martin. What U.S. state is known as the Volunteer State? Tennessee.
All right. Tennessee.
I ain't know that one.
Tennessee. Tennis stars.
Tennessee.
Venus.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams are sisters. Who is the younger sister? Serena is the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tommy. What is a baby goat called?
Yeah, what is that?
A kid.
A child.
No,
a kid.
That's where kids come from?
Yeah. What city was Jesus born in? Bethlehem.
Yeah, raised in Nazareth, though. Don't get me talking about the book now. I know about the book. Go ahead.
How many U.S. presidents have there been? 45. What bird is often associated with delivering babies? Stork. Gumbo is a stew that originated in which state? Louisiana.
Yeah.
And finally, what NBA star is known as CP3? The answer, Chris Paul.
I missed two. The kid goat. Uh-huh. Now, when he grow up, is he an adult? I'm not going to be that stupid. I'm just asking. All right, Tamla, so I'm still going to hook you up with a $25 cash gift card just for playing. All right? Are you smart? Then nephew. And no, you were not.
Thank you.
If you think you're smarter than me and you want a chance to win Uncle Steve's grand prize of $1 million, go to steveharvey.com to register, and I'll play another loyal listener tomorrow.
So thank you.
Make sure you're listening tomorrow at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We'll play it again. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Prank phone call with the nephew who surprisingly...
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Wow. We're back. Steve Harvey is on vacation. The crew is here.
Hold
of course.
It down!
Yeah. The
wait a minute.
The genius, is here. I'm sorry.
One more time for Nephew Tommy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I
know. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Mm. Nephew Tommy, you pulled one. Well, Nephew Tommy, you won.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so kind.
Well, you
thank
know, you so everyone's kind. Amazement.
Once you don't know
I'm
Martin.
Speechless.
She didn't
stunned.
Know Martin. See, I don't know what she got right or wrong. She didn't know Martin?
Nah, she didn't know Martin.
Uh-huh.
How do you not know Martin? It's on every 20 minutes.
What did she pick?
Living Single. Oh, yeah, she said Living Single. That's right.
How do you not know Martin?
Right. Oh, yeah, because, all right. Well,
you know, the genius also has a prank for you. You know, I do everything. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I might not know what a baby goat is, but I can get down.
You have no idea what a baby goat is.
Here it is, y'all. My wife's doctor. My wife's doctor. Run that, cat.
Hello. Hello. I'm trying to get Andrea, please. Who's calling? This is Dr. Hendricks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got. How you doing, doc?
How you doing?
I'm all right. She's not, Andrea, she's not in right now. You want to leave a message or something?
Leave her a message that, you know, she came in, she had an appointment this morning.
Right. Everything okay?
Oh, everything's good. You know, I've been Andrea's gynecologist for quite some time now, so.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Okay, well, listen, can see if she's able to get back in tomorrow. I need to get one more good look at her.
One more good look? Is everything okay?
I just want to check a few things. You know, if I get one more good look at her, I think I'll be fine.
What? Don't y'all do this like once or twice a year? And you want her to come right back? Is everything okay, Doc? You can tell me now. Is everything all right with my wife?
Greg, right?
Yeah. What's up? Talk to me.
You know, I'm not privy to tell anyone what's going on with her. And there's nothing really serious going on, okay? So you can relax on that part. But I just want to get one more good look at her, just to be sure.
One more good look for what, Doc, if nothing serious going on?
Well, I think
what?
Well, she'll be fine. She'll be fine, Greg. Off the record, I'll tell you something, man, and I don't really, you know, talk like this, but off the record, man, you You and I, man, we'd be, we're the only ones, aren't we?
What? What did you say?
You and I, we're the only ones, aren't we?
The only ones what? What are you talking about? What are you saying?
Well, you know, we're the only ones that've seen it, you know?
Whoa. What are you saying, Doc?
Just stating that, you know, off the record, you and I, that we're the only ones,
We're the only ones what? What are you saying, Doc? I'm not understanding you. What are you saying? We are the only ones what?
Well, we have, you and I have something in common. I mean, you and I are the only one that's you know, basically seen Andrea.
What are
you know?
Wait a minute. That's not a topic of discussion, Doc. What are you trying to say? What are you saying about my wife?
I mean, she's amazing, man. I mean,
Whoa. I don't need you to tell me about my wife being amazing, Doc. You lost your damn mind?
Well, I'm just saying she looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
I don't mean any harm by what
I'm saying. Whoa. You ain't supposed to be looking at her in that type of fashion, Doc. What the hell is wrong with you? What type of unprofessional is this here? You telling me my wife is amazing. You lost your damn mind? I can't believe I'm getting a phone call like this. This is the most unprofessional I've ever heard.
But let's keep in mind, Greg, I wasn't really calling you. I was calling her, you know?
Well, you ain't talking to her. You talking to me. And you going to bring that type of on the phone to me? Have you lost your mind? You're
okay,
going to be a professional,
well, listen, is there a way you can pass the message that I'd like you to come in tomorrow?
I ain't passing nothing to her. You hear me? You're going to make me do something crazy to you. I don't believe you called me with that type talking about my wife. Me and you and I got something in common. She's amazing. Have you lost your damn mind?
Sir, I didn't mean to. I didn't think. I just.
Yeah, well, you
being,
did. You did. Don't.
Well,
I was
just.
No.
I was being a little playful with you. I didn't think that was going to.
No, this ain't no play. What's wrong with you? Hey, we're playing. I'm not playing. Don't you ever. Matter of fact, Doc, I need to see you. I need to have a session with you. We can talk about this here. You lost your doggone mind talking about my wife? Amazing to you? You're the most unprofessional. How she even go to you all these years?
All right, was there any way you can get her to come in so I can get one good look at her tomorrow?
No, hell no. She ain't coming down to that little raggedy. I'm coming down there. When I come down there, no. Matter of fact, I'm on my way down there. How long are you going to be there? We can straighten this out.
I've left the office for today. I just wanted to call and see if I could get one good look at her for tomorrow.
No. There you go again with that one more good gonna look. No. Let me tell you one thing, Doc. She ain't coming out of you no more. No more. Is she coming back to see you?
Wait. I don't want to lose a customer.
You ain't gonna lose a customer. I'm coming there tomorrow. Make me an appointment. You can check my out tomorrow and see how you like that.
Sir, that's...
What?
That's not possible, okay? I don't want to lose her.
Whether you like it or not.
It's going to hurt me if I lose her as a client.
Oh,
I don't want to miss seeing her.
It's going to hurt you. It ain't going to hurt you that you're losing her. It's going to hurt you when I get there. Don't you worry about her.
Okay,
don't you
Greg,
worry about
you got,
her.
Greg, you got to calm down, okay?
I'm calm.
I was being playful, and I should not have done that.
You're too old to be playful. I'm seeing you in the morning. First thing in the morning.
Okay.
What time you get at 9:10?
Can I ask you something, Greg? Do you have a brother named Tyron?
What that got to do with anything? What that got to do with my brother? What that got to do with you?
Okay. What I wanted to tell you is, this is not Dr. Hendricks. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Tyron got me to prank phone call you.
I don't give a who you. I'm coming to see you. What? What'd you say? Tyron did what?
Greg, pull up, take this out. Your brother Tyron.
What?
Yeah, this is nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Tyron got me to prank phone call you.
That's what I thought you said, man. Hold on, man. Oh, man, let me sit down for a minute, man. Oh my goodness, boy, you lost your damn. Hold on, man. You don't do no like that, man. Got my wife, y'all. What's my brother? I'm gonna be talking to him personally.
You gonna see Tyron tomorrow?
I'm gonna see him first thing in the morning, man. I'm ready to kill everybody. Hell no.
Hey, I gotta ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show. Go on, man. You crazy?
Come on, baby. The genius is at it again. Yeah, he is.
Oh, huh? Man, he's a genius.
I'm a genius. July 13, 14, 15. That is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I will be in Jacksonville, Florida at the Comedy Club of Jacksonville. Tickets on sale right now. Laying in the cut is the brand new, the outstandingly brand new Atlanta Uptown Comedy Lounge.
It's so nice.
Brand new location.
Save me some. I'm coming there, man.
Brand new management, everything. July 20th, 21st, and 22nd, the nephew will be in the bill. I come in, and then Jay going to come behind me a little later.
So you're opening for Jay?
Yeah. No, no, no.
Where did you get that from?
No. Starting mess.
Ever since you won your little game.
Y'all going to rub that one on me.
Oh, so you can't open for Jay now? You too good? You too smart to do that?
You can
smart,
open right? and close for anybody. Okay? What you're not going to do is have comedic beef over here.
We don't do beef.
Yeah. We don't do beefs.
We're going to talk about a comedic beef.
We don't do beef. We do pork.
Yeah, Kevin Hart and Mike Epps. We don't do beef over here.
We're going to get into it in a few minutes.
Wow. Right, I love both of them. I do.
Yeah. I love both of them.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Anyway. All right, well, thank you, nephew. Do you think you are smarter than nephew Tommy? Do you think that? Well, you could get your chance to win the grand prize of $1 million. Go to steveharveyfm.com to register, okay? Up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I need way more than he's giving me. I need way more than he's giving me is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter. And that's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, tomorrow morning, guys, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million when we play. Ooh, my voice cracked right then. $1 million. That's right. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? That is the game we want you to play. Go to steveharveyfm.com to register. And Tommy did all right today. He won today.
Yeah, Tommy was smart today.
Wow.
Don't worry, he'll be back.
Let's see today.
We like dumb Tommy. We like stupid Tommy.
Don't worry, he'll be back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Team Tommy.
He can't keep this up.
I know.
Hell no, he can't keep it up, Colin. No.
Yeah.
Smart is hard to keep up, man.
It's exhausting.
I can tell y'all. Y'all not used to having a genius around y'all. That bothers
me. The same one that said that a goat,
a baby goat was going to grow into an adult man. Oh, yeah.
You don't see that?
Oh, man. I don't see that, Tommy. No.
It's an older goat, boy, which is an adult.
Go to steveharveyfm.com to register so you can play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy, all right? And Tommy sounds like he's ready. I don't know. He won today. We'll see. Now it's time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, all you have to do is submit your letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We got a good one for you today, huh, Neff?
Here we go. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject with your smart self. Subject, I need way more than he's giving me. Whew. All right, dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are in our early 30s, and he is the most amazing man I've ever been with. He is my best friend, and we have the best relationship. There's just one big problem. Our sex drives don't match up. I'm not sure if my sex drive is too high or his is too low. Since we got married, the quality of our sex life has changed. It is now very inconsistent, and most of the time, I find myself finishing up the job on my own. I'm not getting enough, and when I do get it, it's just okay.
Wow. Wait, that wasn't in his show.
I think that okay is in italics, okay? We're coming up on our first anniversary, and we're already having this issue. I've tried to spice it up with different positions and toys, but that just seems to make him finish quicker. Having sex once a week is not enough, and when I've tried to talk about it, how I'm feeling, he calls me a sex addict. He says he works hard and he's too exhausted at the end of the day. Having a woman with a high sex drive is a dream for most men, but my husband feels like I'm putting too much pressure on him. When he finally gives in, it seems like he's just going through the motions to get it over with. I love this man, and I want to find a way to remedy this situation so we can have a great sex life and can continue to enjoy our lives together. How can I get him to see that this is a real issue for me? Well, I think you've done just about everything you can do to let him know that you want more sex. You've mentioned that you've tried to spice it up with different positions, toys and stuff. You also tried talking to him about how you're feeling, expressing how you felt. So I think you've tried a lot of stuff. You've tried everything and nothing has worked for you. It sounds like you two people are just incompatible sexually. And the more you pressure him about it, the worse it's going to get. And this is a problem in marriage. In fact, you know, if you start pressuring a person about sex and all of this, it can be a problem in any marriage, in most marriages. Some people might say, hey, listen, take your once a week sex life and be happy and go on somewhere with that, because that's more than a lot of people are getting, okay? That is once a week. Some people, you know, just get it once a month. They probably think, what are you complaining about? Some people get it once every 6 months, you know? And then there's
who?
The other side. Then there's
who doing
the other,
that?
Then there's the other
side. No, go back to the 6 month people.
I mean, you know, you've heard that before. There's the other side as well.
Who these people?
Harpo, who
these people do 6 months?
Some people do it too much. You got to find your compromise. So, you know, unless you guys are trying to reach some kind of a compromise, because that's what marriage is, you know, maybe he can try and do more for you. You know, you guys maybe can't do it every day of the week because of him, but maybe more for you and maybe more for you. I think you deserve more if that's what you want. But, you know, he doesn't seem to be wanting to go there. He says he works hard and he's tired, all right? Because if you guys cannot reach a compromise, your marriage is in some kind of trouble. You're going to, you know, try and have an affair or something like that to satisfy this need you have. So you guys are going to have to work this out. I suggest some sort of counseling. I really do. J. Anthony Brown, you're up.
You don't need no counseling. Wasting money. Uh-huh. You've already wasted money on toys and movies.
Gadgets.
And gadgets and lotions and sprays.
That's not in there, but okay.
I see it in there, yeah. And pulleys and arm restraints and leg restraints and creams and lights and... You got puppet shows and
watch what I say when I said watch.
You got all this, and he don't even interested. No. You are suffering from a bad case. I'm looking over your chart because the last part.
Over your chart.
I'm looking at your chart.
What is it, Dr. J? What do you see, Dr. J?
How can I get him to see that it is a real issue for me? He has sick of you. He is sick of you. Okay. That's what's going on.
That's
right
the name
here.
Of it. Sick of you.
Sick of you.
Really bitter yeah. man. Really. Yeah.
What yeah. you expect from me? He sick of you.
Sick of you.
Go ahead, Sean.
All right, Junior, start us off, and then we'll come back after the break.
I'm just gonna say this, just piggyback on what Jay's saying. The problem is, it's too much stuff in this bed. It is way too much.
What's in there?
In that bed, all that stuff Jay said. Uh-huh. I had all that written down in all them handcuffs.
Hey, hold that thought, Junior. All right, we'll have part two of the guys' responses at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a recap of today's Strawberry Letter. We have yet to hear from the nephew, and we got to finish up with Junior's response. But this is it. Subject, I need way more than he's giving me. A young woman wrote this letter. She's married. She's to a man. They're both in their early 30s. She says he's the most amazing man she's ever been with. She loves this guy. They have the best relationship. They're best friends, yada, yada, yada. But just one big problem. their sex drives don't match up, okay? She says she doesn't know if hers is too high or his is too low, but she's only getting it once a week, and she wants it more than that. Meanwhile, he's saying he works hard and he's tired. So she's brought all this stuff in the bedroom, toys and things, and, you know, tried to, you know, dress provocatively and everything to get his attention, but nothing is working. He called her a sex addict, and she's wondering what should she do. She's a woman with a high sex drive, and she's saying that's a dream for most men, but her husband wants no part of it. She wants to know how can she have a great sex life with him and continue to enjoy their lives together, and she wants him to see that this is a real issue for her. She's tried to talk to him about it, but it's fallen on deaf ears. All right, Keir, let's finish up your response.
It's just too much stuff in this bed.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. No man wants to lay up in the bed and a battery touching my pinky toe. I don't know where that's coming from. there's beavers in here. These ravages in here. There's all kinds of handcuffs. Yeah. There's a lawnmower cord in this bed. Where's all this stuff coming from?
Rope in the bed.
Ain't no room for love. Ain't no room for love.
Ain't no room for it.
There's no room for love.
And here's another thing, too. These positions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are they?
Okay.
See, we don't know what you look like. We ain't never seen these, but that'll turn the man off.
You don't know if he can do that.
I've never seen this. Mm-hmm.
She says she's tried to spice it up with different positions and toys. Yeah.
Now, if you was with the circus, I could understand.
You must be.
If you came out of a box, I could understand if I saw that.
Is that a flying trapeze?
Universe.
What is that?
Yeah. And it's just too much stuff in this bed. That's the problem.
Universe pole circus.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Junior. Good answer. Come on, nephew. We haven't heard from you. What's your take on today's letter?
All right.
I need way more than he's giving me.
It's okay. I've been here before. I've been in this situation.
Really?
Let me just break it down to you. And it's going to sting a bit, but let me just tell you. Get rid of these toys and get some people up in this room with you.
What?
Add some people in here. More people bring more loving. You need some people up in here. Right now, you're suffering from the high-low. Y'all got high-low.
What is that?
That's the high-low sex drive. You know what I'm saying? She high,
she's
he
high,
low. But
low.
What did Michelle Obama say? When they go low, we go high.
She said that.
Now here's what we do.
Before we decide
we gonna step outside, because I don't want you to step outside yet. We're gonna try a few things, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Try him in the morning. We are our greatest in the morning. That's our all-time greatest. If you get us in the morning, that's the coldest
don't
we ever.
Don't let him make it to that toilet.
Don't let him get there. Get him before he go in there. I promise you, he gonna be a beast. Here's another thing you can do. Go buy his job for lunch. He's still gonna be strong.
Uh-huh.
He's still strong. All right. Okay. Here's something you need to do that's gonna throw him off. Do yourself in front of him.
What?
I like that. Do you?
Do you?
Before him.
In front of him.
I think that would make a nice t-shirt.
And then if it all else fails, just say, hey, we're going to have a threesome up in here. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to.
Yeah. Why is that always your answer? It's not always my answer.
It's always what works.
No, see, that's your go-to answer every day this week.
What about this? I bet you this might work.
Go ahead.
What if you do somebody in front of him?
Would
that work?
Sooner or later, he's going to have to come around.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Listen, ladies, please, try this at home. Just try.
It don't hurt.
Just let him come in there and catch you. And there's more than one person in there. Just let him come in there and more than one person in there. Do you know how much excitement this is?
It's in there.
I'm trying to tell y'all what I didn't see.
Yeah.
What I have experienced.
Tag me.
Go ahead. What I have. It ain't nothing like tag team love.
Oh,
you ain't never done it,
You sound with so much passion.
But because I've been there, Junior. Because I've experienced it. I've seen it for myself.
Yeah.
It's like going to the Grand Canyon for the first time.
See, with a threesome, at least you got somebody in the group that wants to do it.
Yes.
And
there's always somebody available.
Steve Harvey has told you guys it did not work out for him.
That's him. It did not work out for everyone.
That's what I'm saying.
We're talking about the person that want to help everybody with their problems. That ain't the situation we doing up in here.
We trying to help her.
I'm trying to help this woman. This woman has got a high level of sexuality.
Uh-huh. And when they go live, see, here's, go here's low, the thing. We go high.
We go high. Ain't she high?
She's tried the toys. Get some more boys.
Yeah. Get some more people up in this room. More people, more now, loving.
Yeah. Now, we're trying to keep her from having an affair. On her
husband. All she got to do is go, you tired, baby? Cool. Ryan in here. Ryan, come here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Get some more people in the room.
How many times have you been doing a job and said, this job need another man?
Yeah.
We need another man for this.
Yeah. Take a lunch break. Hey, Charlie. Come on in here.
I love it. Charlie.
We're in the bedroom. We need some more men up in here.
Coming right up.
Now, if that ain't the problem, then this is the only thing I can think of the problem is.
Come on.
What, Junior?
She don't look like she did when she walked down that aisle.
Now, that could be the deal.
I'm not trying to turn her. Yeah, you
are. I'm just putting it out there.
But all we need to fix this, though, is a few good men.
You can't handle the truth.
I think you need a good man.
Well, that's Neo's song, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be done.
Yeah, if you focus on it.
Yeah. But get some more people up in your room. That's the message from Tommy.
Get a bigger bed, get more men.
More people in the room.
But think of the stuff out there.
Sorry that, you know, I brought up counseling, you know, the normal, the logical
why
to
would
do.
You, waste
you
time
and Steve Harvey with these old remedies of trying to help people.
They don't want to be counseled.
All right, guys, we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. And coming up in 10 minutes, what is going on between Kevin Hart and Mike Epps?
What is
this beef about?
Cut that out right now.
We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Well,
not
the
today.
Winning continues tomorrow morning at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central Time. You could get a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. That's right. All you have to do to play and hopefully win is go to steveharveyfm.com, okay? You got to do that to register to play, okay? And congratulations once again to nephew Tommy. He proved he was smarter today.
Thank you. We don't know how it happened.
We got to give you credit, nephew. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, he's on steroids.
Oh, I'm on that juice.
He's juiced up.
That makes you smart. Yeah. But switching gears, we talked about this a little earlier in the show. We have you guys on the show. You guys are three comedians, three very funny guys.
What's our name?
Three OGs.
Yeah.
Junior just made it in.
I just got in. I'm a week old.
So what is going on with this Kevin Hart, Mike Epps beef? What is going on between them? Kevin Hart responds, this is what the headline says, to Mike Epps. Kevin Hart says, you're a sad individual. And in case you missed it, Mike Epps recently reignited an old beef. We thought this was squashed, right? Kevin Hart. This was years ago. Throughout the years, though, the two have taken jabs at each other publicly. However, most of us thought, you know, they had really squashed their issues after they both went on the gram last year announcing they had nothing but love for each other. I remember that because we talked about it on the show then. Yet Mike spoke his mind in a new interview and said he felt everyone is funnier than Kevin Hart. Then Kevin Hart clapped back by jumping at the comments on the post. He said Mike was a sad individual who's bitter at his success, meaning Mike is hating on Kevin's success. So meanwhile, Nick Cannon, who we love as well, felt the need to jump in to lighten the mood by comparing the battle to Drake versus Meek. LOL, which one of y'all is Meek and who's Drake? Y'all both funnier than me, but both of y'all ugly. That's what Nick Cannon said.
That's funny.
So Nick, what
tried
is going
to say,
on?
Lighten it up a little bit.
I don't like when comics beef. I don't. Because, you know, I'm one of them. So I love both of them because they both are just two talented brothers. So.
Can I just say this as a guy who owns a comedy club?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The biggest arguments I've ever had in my club, as long as I've had it, has been between comedians. The one group of people who cannot take a joke
You got that right.
Is comedians.
Yeah, that's what the girls say all the time. We can't take a joke.
We can't. And a lot of us can't, man. We get so in our feelings because we're used to giving out the joke. And when the joke come at us, we can't take it. Hey, wait a minute, man. That ain't funny. So,
y'all Steve can Harvey, but you can't take it.
Yeah, Steve Harvey, are you listening?
Yes.
He can't take it.
No.
At all.
No, it gets personal, man.
Ooh, the clapback is real.
what is the beef about?
I don't even know how this started.
I mean, we don't even know.
Well, Mike Epps said that everyone is funnier than Kevin.
Everyone
and then Kevin,
mean
know,
the new
felt
beef.
The need to comment and defend himself. So, man.
Can we have dinner and squash it? Can we
we'll
do that?
We'll be right back when rich comedians fight.
That's what Nick Cannon's point is. Y'all rich.
Yeah, that's the point. Both of y'all making all this money.
Y'all balling. Let it go.
And we love them all. You know, I don't even want to get stuck in the middle of that one because
we love Kevin.
Kevin comes in. Yeah, we love these guys.
Meanwhile,
you know?
There's an opening act comedian who wished they were where both of them at right now, man, and just struggling to get to where they at. Just chill out, man. Stop.
So why is it that comedians can't take jokes? What's that about?
Yeah. Well, present company not included.
Why are you guys so sensitive?
Present company not included.
Oh,
what?
Sensitive too.
We're not
and
sensitive.
Tommy,
these
and
three
Tommy,
ones.
You're awfully quiet.
I'm not sensitive at all.
Boy.
Tommy,
he act like I've never been backstage with him. What?
I've seen Tommy. Oh my God.
You know what? I think it comes from a deep-seated insecurity. Yes. You know, I just really do.
Probably the need to be loved, and we're so used to being loved, and then when it comes back when it's not love, we really get angry real quick. Zero to 60, man.
And you guys are so quick and so funny that your clapback.
We're going to light you up now.
Get out the way. Yeah. Yeah, so what is that? So you guys can give it, but you
know,
can't take it.
Present company not included.
I'm fine.
No, that's not true, Jay.
I'm fine.
I don't really like talking about this.
I got a question. All right. Let's do sensitive from 1 to 4. It's 4 comedians on the show. Sensitive from 1 to 4. Most sensitive to least sensitive.
4 being the highest?
4 being the highest, yes.
Okay, 5. Tommy's 5.
Okay.
Steve hiding me, man.
But we're just talking about you three that you're here. Oh, it's Steve's off the chart. Steve's a 10. Yeah, Steve's a 10 all day, every day.
Okay.
So are we ranking them?
Yeah, we're ranking them.
Oh, I thought we were putting them in order.
No, all right, know where I'm at.
Rank us, everybody. Yeah.
Okay, Tom, you said I'm 1 to 4.
One to four,
we can only go to 4. Okay, Tommy's a 4. Jay, you're about a 3.9.
Oh, hell no, I'm not a damn 3.
Yeah. And Junior, I'll say, Junior's the sweetest, so he's about a 2.
Junior's the coolest.
Junior.
Mm-hmm.
But
tell you something, I can take jokes.
He done lost it before.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've never seen Junior lose.
You ain't been there.
I work with him here, and I work with him there. I've seen him shut down.
I worked with him since it started.
So how would you rate him? How would you rate Junior?
I give Junior like a 1. Junior is the happiest person I know. He really is.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
He's so happy, he make you mad.
Yeah. Because once you know I'm going to die 7 times, ain't really too much to be mad about. Every day I get here.
That's a good way to look at it.
I'm going to be good.
Yeah. But I think on this show, Steve is the most
Steve
sensitive.
Yeah, Steve's like a 12.
God.
Yeah, I'm Steve. I said good morning and got cussed out.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
But you know what? You guys are very, very serious, though.
Yeah.
More than people think.
Underneath it all, you're very, very serious.
That's why I hate it when people run up on us and we're not working.
But comedians are thinkers.
Yeah.
We think.
Yeah. We know
a lot.
We know a little bit about a lot of things.
All right, here we go. Who says exes can't be friends? Certainly not Drake. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour when we come back. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What we doing, Jay?
Holding it down!
Come on, Junior.
Holding it down!
That's Junior's bass right there. That's Junior's bass.
I'll take that shirt.
He gave it all he had on that one.
Oh, man.
All right, before we went to break, guys, we asked a question. And Bitter Man, I need you on this one. Who says exes can't be friends.
Me?
Okay. Well, certainly not the man who is winning hard right now. This man is winning, Drake. He's certainly not Drake. Okay, he was spotted cheering on Serena Williams at Wimbledon yesterday. Mm. And in case you've forgotten by now, the two dated back in 2015. Mm-hmm. Well, Drake had prime seats to see Serena play Camilla Giorgi in the quarterfinals.
He was really into it, too.
He showed concern when Serena was down. He smiled when Serena was up, and he sipped on his drink while she dominated,
for
the record, Serena is now married to Reddit co-founder Alexis O'Hanlon. And so, guys, I got to ask you, especially you, Bitter Man, and we'll go with you
last. I'm going
last.
Yeah, let me go last. I'll tell you what that does, though, Shirley. This explains that damn song.
Yeah,
Which one? Are you riding? That is really by Serena.
That brings us to the question: can you, or have you ever been friends with your ex?
Oh yeah,
really?
What?
Yeah, okay. and went back for one more time. What are we talking about? I'm the only one.
You went back and if y'all got together?
Went back like late night, 1 a.m. Like, what?
Uh-huh, y'all got together.
Yeah.
And she let you in? She let you in?
You better open this door. It's been a minute. What are we talking about?
So y'all are friends. Wow.
So you can be friends with your ex. Okay.
Junior?
Shirley,
Junior?
Are you friends with your ex?
Yeah, all of them.
See?
Yeah.
All of them?
Really?
All of them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Carla, you're the only one cutting brake lines and stuff.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Thank you. And I'm not friends with none of my exes. Kick rocks, losers.
Now we have bitter woman now. Bitter woman and bitter man.
I'm friends because I don't care.
I don't care either. I won't be your friend.
Junior? I don't care.
Yeah, I'm they friend. They just not mine.
It's not a two-way street.
Yeah, I got, you know, once I told you, I got caught. When I got caught, wasn't nobody fighting over me. I'm the only man that got caught and did both of them let me go. Nobody stayed, said, I want him. That's why I have no respect for Drake, man. I love Drake's music. I love his music, love his videos, but had I been there up in the stand,
you're going to hit that ball, she wearing your ass out. That's good for you. That's good for you.
You would have been heckling her.
Loser.
Hey, her husband is in the stands.
I don't give a damn. He paid for my ticket.
I'm with you, Jay. I'm right there.
I pull that old one out.
Life's too short. No. Let it go,
She dumped him? Oh, yeah. You got to go up there and heckle her. She got to be heckled. Yeah. Drake, you missed your opportunity, man.
Light skin is in, baby. Don't worry about it. Light skin is doing it.
So, Jay, you're not friends with any of your ex-wives or anything?
What's the part that goes in the front part? With the last part is to the gnaw.
No, I've
been friends with my exes. Yeah, I'm like Junior. They don't want to be friends with me.
Like, though, you talk to your kids' parents?
Yes,
your kids' mom.
My baby mom. Yes, yes.
Okay.
I definitely talk to them.
Okay.
Well, when there's children involved,
yeah. When there's children involved,
yeah.
But they're grown now. There's no need to talk.
There really is, right? There really is. And what is that cutoff? What is that cutoff time?
From around 30.
Okay, it ain't 20.
30.
30, yeah, about 30. Yeah.
About 30.
I mean, hey, if I see y'all, if I see y'all, say, hey, how you doing? I have respect, you
right?
Know?
But, okay.
You know,
do you call right. like on like you call exes on birthdays? Don't you? Do you do that?
Yeah, I will.
Really?
I mean, wishing you a happy birthday, Paul.
I'll stop by at 1 a.m., but I'm not finna just waste my day calling you for your birthday. I got other stuff to do.
No, I don't know. I mean, how far did it go? You know, did they get married? Did you congratulate them or what?
No! Life is short.
You about to do it again.
I'm going to the wedding, but this is what I'm saying.
You'll see.
What about when they say, is there anyone here who objects to these two?
They're on your life. You see? You'll see.
I went to an exit's wedding door. They said that I stood up, then slid down the aisle like I had to go to the bathroom. But boy, she should have seen the look on her face.
I'm willing to buy the guy a gift. You're going to need this.
You guys.
I can't believe
Drake
is on fire
so Drake,
right now.
Yeah, Drake is, you know, he's a good guy. He's just a good guy. So.
Drake did the wrong damn thing.
No, he did the right thing.
He don't beat that ass, Serena.
That's what I was
saying. Drake got a cold stripper.
Yes, he did.
He got a cold stripper.
Kiki, do you
love
me?
Yeah.
We find out who it's about.
I mean, if you don't get a stripper, get a fine one. That's what I said. Yeah.
Did y'all see Ciara and Russell Wilson do the Kiki challenge?
I missed that one.
Cute. Yeah.
She can
Kiki.
Really dance,
well,
though.
Yeah, she can.
I'll tell you what.
That's who you pattern your dancing after, Carla, Ciara.
What? Damn, Ciara.
Uh-huh. That's who Carla patterns her all her dance moves after, Ciara.
I know y'all talking
Jay,
about.
Jay, you remember my goodies and all her
Yes, moves? I know all that. I can do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, the 1-2 step. Like yeah, 1-2 step. The 1-2 yes. step. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I saw her at a basketball game one time. I'm like, damn.
She's beautiful. She is.
Very beautiful.
She's really
is.
Beautiful.
She's and she's very nice.
And she's a sweet girl. She is a sweet girl.
What you got?
If you do get a stripper, ain't she supposed to be fine?
That's
Hell
right.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. Ain't she supposed to be fine?
No bullet wound.
Because I tell you what,
what you don't want is a bullet wound tattooed up stripper.
No.
Let me just say it. Don't talk
about people,
my girl.
They're good people. Don't get wrong, man. They're good people now.
Yeah. I just tell
they
you,
put the work in.
Don't talk about my girl, and you standing next to yours. That's all I'm saying.
All right, guys. Listen, we're coming back, and we're going to talk about regrets. At 20 after the hour, okay? Stick around for that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen. Before we went to break, we were on a hot topic.
Hot topic, baby.
This is really hot. The question was, can you be friends with your ex? Okay, that is the question
no.
of the day.
Well, I know we got bitter man, but now we got bitter woman. Yeah. No.
And she's bitterer than you.
But anyway, that's the question. Can you be friends with your ex? So go to SteveHarveyFM.com, okay? And let us know what you think. If you can be friends with your ex or not, okay? Or if you want to call us, give us a call right now. We'll take your call. 877-29-STEVE. Yeah, we want to hear this, too. And we'll read some of your comments tomorrow and today, whenever you hit us up, okay?
877-29-STEVE.
Hit us on the hip.
Right now.
Do they still say that? Hit us on the hip?
No, nobody be on the hip.
Not after you said it. Not after you said it.
Jay, when my mom told me that one time,
hit me on the hip.
I knew it was over. It was over for that.
This should say hit me in the purse, you know, yeah, something like that.
Hit me on the hip.
That's a pager.
I know, huh?
I know.
Hit me on the hip.
I ain't gonna lie, I was enjoying the pager days. Yeah. It wasn't nothing wrong with the pager.
The pager was nice, man.
I never had a pager.
Yes. What?
Shirley,
I never had a pager.
That's a pager.
That's when you real booch.
I never had one. Just the idea of it, because I didn't like getting the page and then having to go to the payphone. I didn't like all those steps.
That's what these millennials don't understand, how we had to go through to get a call. They had to hit you on the hip. You had to look at the number and then dial the number.
Don't.
But that's a lot of work, man.
This how it looked like this. It sounds just like this. Like, yeah, man, so me and Liddy were going out, you know what I'm saying?
Hold up right quick. she put her code in.
Yeah. But you know who I feel bad for? All the people who invested their money in pager companies.
Yeah, man.
And them stores, remember them stores used to be everywhere, man.
SkyPage.
Y'all remember two-way pages?
Oh, yeah. Two-way Sky pages,
I remember
them. Yeah.
I never had one, but I remember
What?
I never had one.
Shirley, you know what I loved about the two-way page? You would be at the club. Y'all remember this? We was on the dance floor, and then you would beam somebody's contact information.
I remember how you could do it, but
I just wasn't
interested in any of that. It was like,
hey, right after that pager,
no.
Here come that flip phone.
No.
That was the big cell phone.
I'm going to go back on the phone. Remember the phone you used to take out of your car, and you had the big shoulder strap on it, man?
That was way too much.
Yeah, phone in the bag.
That was way too much
eight
phone.
Pounds, man.
Yeah, like 8 pounds. phone's a phone.
Everybody had big guns during those days from carrying those big phones. So that is the question. Can you be friends with your ex? We want you to go to SteveHarveyFM.com.
Yes and no.
Yeah. No. Jace is yes and no. Carlos is no. I say yeah.
I say Carlos.
Life is short.
I'm friends with them. They just not friends with me. That's
I don't
the problem.
Care.
And we got a few calls, too, sir.
We got a call.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Who do we have?
We got 30 seconds, and we're going to get them when we come back.
So we'll get them when we come back. All right, this is going to be fun. Can you be friends with your ex? Can you? And if you can, why? And if you can't, why not? Okay?
No.
Go to SteveHarveyFM.com or call us 877-29-STEVE.
That would
can
be
you
a
be
no.
friends?
No.
We will have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so the question on the table, guys, is can you be friends with your ex?
Yes.
No. You can comment on social media by going to SteveHarveyFM.com, or you can simply call us at 877-29-STEVE. Well, the people have spoken. Let's go to line one, nephew. Valerie is on the line.
It is lit up, Shirley. Valerie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, baby girl?
I'm doing fantastic. Hope you guys are.
Go ahead.
Shirley.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Hell no.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
Okay. If it was a mutual split, because you don't get along anymore, you don't mesh anymore, okay, fine. But if they were nasty, trifling, low down, and not worth the time of day and would take the spin on them, hell no.
What did he do to you?
Okay. Have a nice day.
You don't like the sight of him, do you?
She can't stand his name.
Valerie, you might need a little therapy. I mean, saying anger management.
There you
just
go.
A little
sending people
bit.
To therapy.
How long has it been, Valerie, since the breakup?
It's 6 years. It's been 6 years. I'm over it, but now he wants to know how I'm doing. I miss you. I love you.
Wow.
Kiss my behind.
Kiss my behind. and that's radio talk. That what? Radio talk yeah. right there.
Kiss your ain't that how it started?
Kiss your behind. That's how it started right there.
Yeah. And I have said that before now, Val. Don't get it twisted. All right. Thank you, Valerie.
Can I ask her one question before she goes?
Yeah.
Val, you there?
Bye.
No, she left.
No, Val, he got a question for you.
I'm here.
All right. If he was on fire, would you put him out?
I wouldn't spit on him.
Valerie, you got to let that bitterness go, girl. All right, thank you, Val. Let's go to line three and talk to Michael. Here's a guy. Let's see what he says.
Let's see. Michael.
Yes.
Good morning to you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right, let's get to it, man. What you think?
I can't be friends with my ex.
Wow.
Yo, it's good. Look, Carla loving it. Carla loving it.
You know, I know.
But he does sound like somebody told him he can't be friends with his ex.
It's not his own decision.
So bitter. Everybody's mad.
Somebody told
him. Hey, Michael, how long has it been since the breakup?
Since 2012. She's a heifer. She's a liar.
Whoa.
Michael.
All this bitterness and anger.
This is a family show, man.
A liar, a heifer. Do she owe you some?
She's a Jezebel.
She owe you Jezebel. Do she owe you some money?
She don't owe me
nothing.
Uh-oh.
No, he didn't.
He teed it up real good.
Yeah. Stay with me, Michael. Don't go too far. Michael, what did she do, dog?
She lied on me, had me arrested for domestic violence. I sat in jail for 2 months for a crime I did not do. I lost a home, lost a marriage, lost a business, lost my schooling, and had to start over in life.
All right, here's a question.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that was
a lot. But God's still good, though.
Yeah.
Here's a question.
She needs mouth-to-mouth to live. Would you save her?
Hell no, I'll stop on her.
No.
Thank you, Michael.
Wow.
Some bitter people out there. I tried to tell y'all.
Me. See, it's not
all right,
only me.
Let's go to Barry really quick on line four.
Hey, Barry. Barry?
Line four.
Barry.
He's not there.
Yeah,
go to six.
Tiana on line six.
We don't have enough time.
All right, we don't have enough time, guys. That was
it. Let's come back, though.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, All right, listen, we'll come back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Can you be friends with your ex? Oh!
Ain't nobody saving nobody. That's
right all. After this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, this is hot today.
It's real hot.
It's hot. It's hot. There's a woman here.
And this is the last break of the day, so we don't have a lot of time. Yeah, the last break of the day. We don't have a lot of time. The question is, can you be friends with your ex? Go to SteveHarvey.com, SteveHarveyFM.com to voice your opinion that way, or you can call us 877-29-STEVE. We have time for a couple more calls. Let's go to line six and talk to Tiana, nephew. Come on.
We're going to line one first, Shirley. We're going to Jeff on line one.
Oh, we're going to Jeff on line one? Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. What's up, Noop? How you doing?
What's up, Noop? Noop, help me join your group. Let's go fast, man. Can you be friends with your ex?
We are best friends, man.
What?
What?
We are best friends.
I'm not surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Glad it worked out.
Y'all, hey, Jeff, y'all still, you know what I'm saying?
No. Hey. You know, Usher said there's three sides to every story, but you have to have enough humility to admit when there's only one side. I was 150% at fault.
Oh,
150%.
He was a dog, huh? Uh-huh.
Well, not really, but I did a lot of things that wasn't right. So, you know, I made amends for that. And then I spent the next years being what I was supposed to be, the best dad I could be and, you know, the best supporter. And
see,
2 years after that,
out.
You know.
So, Jeff, if you at the house and you getting ready to leave and she leave that door open, you gonna come through that door?
Well, you know, I just built a house and I'm flying her down from Virginia next month to help me decorate.
Oh.
That's just kind of friends we are.
Ooh.
The fact you bought the ticket.
Yeah, I'm buying the ticket for her and her brother.
Is she staying there at the house?
What was that?
Is she going to stay at the new house?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to stay in your room and you got her room by herself.
Well, I got enough rooms, Jay. So, you know, our daughter's here. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter in college at Bethune. I have a son in college at Florida Gulf Coast. So they come home during the summer, but... My daughter's here. She's working, and so yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, it's gonna happen, Jeff. Doing
like
the decorating.
No, it's not.
It's gonna happen. While we picking fabric, it's gonna happen.
Once you fly it in.
Yeah. What I said. Once he falls, Jay.
Once you fly it in.
Thank you, Jeff. Much love.
We are best friends, though, man. And you know, it was a lot of prayer. You know, like I said, I just do what I do as a dad, and. You know, I just focused on being the best ex-husband, and you know,
still
it
trying to
out.
Cut him off, Carl.
Yeah. Yeah.
He made it. No, that's point. Good. Yeah,
you don't cut cap of me and all, Carl. Thank you, Jeff.
You forgive and you move on. All right, let's go to line six and talk to Tiana. Tiana, there.
Hi,
Tiana.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, girl. Can you be friends with your ex?
I would say yes and no. I dealt with both.
Pick one.
Okay, you got to pick one now.
Come on, Tiana.
Okay, I would say
just
no.
Just say whatever you want to say.
Okay. No. When was your last breakup, Tiana?
Maybe 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Y'all still in contact?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have twins together.
When you have kids, you gotta be.
Yeah, it's different when you have kids.
You have to be able to communicate. You still love him, Tiana?
You still love him?
That explains why they don't want to be.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Tiana, since y'all broke up, have y'all been together?
No, we have not.
Y'all ain't kissed or nothing?
No.
Okay.
Ew.
All right. Ooh, surely.
I don't want to start any confusion. I want to keep things, you know.
Right.
Straight.
I get it. I understand.
Co-parenting.
All right. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Right.
Not bad at all. All right. All right, Tiana. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tiana. Let's go to line five if we have time. Lucretia is on line five.
Lucretia. Cray, cray.
Yes. Hi. How are y'all doing?
Hey, baby. Can you be friends with your ex?
Yes, I could.
Yes,
I could. Look, I'm on Jeff's side for a second.
You're on Jeff's side?
I'm just laughing because Jeff is right. You can be friends with that.
Okay.
And you, all your exes.
And you've been broke up last breakup was when?
Huh?
When was your last breakup?
On this phone.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio
last
down,
breakup, about 11 years ago.
Yeah, she sounds distracted.
Distracted.
Her phone breaking.
What'd
you say? Yeah, Carla.
Everybody I dated.
What did she say?
Carla, she
her last break, her last
Carla,
breakup
you
is
can
right
do it, Carla.
Now.
Y'all Carla, ready for me to cut her off? Yeah, okay, thank you.
Bye, thank you. Go to line three, man.
For her last breakup right now.
Hello, Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yes, this is Preston.
Hey, Preston, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I have a driving job. I just want to say that I love y'all to the death of me. I listen to y'all every morning.
We love you, man.
Preston, we appreciate that.
So here's the question, Preston.
Shirley Strawberry, you got like the best voice in the world.
She does have a good voice, man. She really
she has a really good voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Can you be friends with your ex?
That's the question.
I mean, there's stipulations to that. It's like, okay.
Yes.
It depends on how crazy the
Carla cut you off, man.
Carla's mad if you say
Carla
yes.
Carla want a yes or a no. That's what Carla
wants. Preston, if
right
say
yes,
she's
okay, well,
mad.
Yes or no, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She's mad. I'm going to
say
she's
yes.
Mad.
Now,
but
you?
Now, if I've had an ex where, you know, if she's crazy, you can't be friends, but you got to, you know, there has to be some type of boundaries. Like my wife, I would never allow her to call me and say, oh, me and my ex are about to go bowling or we're going to go hang out.
No.
If that's possible, then we're going to be bowling with his head because that, to me, that just don't make no comment. That's just not natural. I don't think that's natural.
Well, you know what? You know what? This is interesting. We might have to carry this on for
tomorrow.
Another day or two. Yeah. I love it. We got to go, though, guys. Thank you. We love you. See you
for all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.